These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright, WVNA 2017. Of the Reverend Edward A. George House, built about 1896. Windham Street was opened in 1892, and Mr. Lorenzo Litchfield, from Willimantic Station Master for the New Haven and New York Railroad, purchased two lots from the Willimantic Manufacturing Company. In 1895, he built his home at 84 Windham Street, and in 1896, he built this home at 90 Windham Street, which he sold to the Reverend Edward A. George, the new minister of the Willimantic Congregational Church. This Queen Anne-style home has the complex roof lines and varied siding treatments typical of the style, along with elements of the stick style that was becoming fashionable when the house was built. A wraparound porch was destroyed in the hurricane of 1938. The double lot fronts on both Windham and Tingley Streets and also has a three-car garage. In 1900, Reverend George was living here with his wife, Mabel Y., their infant son, William, and two servants, one of whom was a nurse. In 1905, Reverend George had moved to Ithaca, New York, and sold the house to Christopher Clinton Case, owner of a paperboard manufacturing company in Andover. Mr. Case was living here in 1910 with his wife, Clara, or Claire Morrison Case, their son Christopher Morrison, daughter Elizabeth, and one servant. Mr. Case Sr. died in 1930, and his wife in 1954. 24-year-old Christopher Morrison Case took over the management of the paper factory following his father's death and was still living in the house with his mother in 1940. Mr. Case later worked as an engineer, was a prominent local Republican politician. His wife, Ruth Pollard Case, was a local teacher. They continued to live here until Mr. Case died in 1978 and Ruth Case in 1984. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.